Concours Agricom 2007, épreuve orale de langue anglaise, texte numéro 11. Goodbye, cruel world.
Tired of real life? Don't worry. Millions of us are finding refuge online at the extraordinarily successful Second Life, a virtual world where you can chat or buy a nice wooden cabin by the sea. Our writer spent a week wandering this strange metaverse to discover whether you really can find a new life. In the beginning, there is a blank screen and a sense of expectation. I am free to pursue that most potent of contemporary desires. I can reinvent myself. I can now look how I want, make new friends, live by the beach, make a fortune, all for $9.95 a month. For those of you still confined in RL, real life, I should explain. A brave-ish new world has recently been created. You can access it on your PC with a password and your credit card. And as soon as you arrive in it, you can easily convince yourself that you are seeing the future of entertainment and interaction and business. Second Life is a vast shared online simulation that allows you to create a lifelike version of yourself, an avatar, live in a community, buy property with currency that has a dollar exchange rate, travel, shop, work, watch films, fall in love, maybe get rich, without once leaving your desk. Created in 2003 by a company called Linden Lab, the population of Second Life, when I arrived a week or so ago, was 876,572. In his forthcoming book, From Counterculture to Cyberculture, Fred Turner, a communications professor at Stanford, traces the ways that the Californian nonconformism of the 60s helped to create the revolution of the personal computer. The West Coast digital generation that followed hippie culture also wanted to be playful and self-sufficient. Second Life threatens to be the apotheosis of that revolution. It is, like the internet, almost entirely the imaginative creation of its users. But, like all 60s utopias, this one has quickly acquired a powerful twist of designer corporate capitalism. Jeff Bezos of Amazon is one of Linden Lab's principal investors. It will succeed on a huge scale, I imagine, because it is aspirational, a perfect fantasy for the virtual middle classes. Good land has become so rare in Second Life that people are prepared to pay hundreds of real dollars for it. You can buy a private island for $1,250. An Shi Chung, Second Life's richest avatar, owns a property empire on the site worth $250,000 and employs 17 real-life people. More than 3,000 residents earn an average of $20,000 in annual revenues from the game. The simple genius of Second Life is that it combines elements of Big Brother culture with the spirit of eBay. It plays to the contemporary urge to perform rather than to listen, to blog rather than read. And it also offers unlimited opportunities to shop. Fin du texte numéro 11.